Welcome to Feast of Tabernacles, Season of Our Joy. This is another exciting time. I remember the first time I came to Season of Our Joy. It was the year 2000. I didn't know what I was going to be getting into. But I wanted to check it out. There was a particular speaker here, Avi Ben Mordecai. And I had read a couple of books of his, and I was like, you know, I got a lot of questions for this man. So I came to the feast, and I've been coming back ever since. So it's been a pretty cool time. I'm going to talk more about the speakers in a second. I want to introduce a group of people who are trying to hide. Okay, they are the principal organizers. First, I'm looking for Tim Kelly. And his wife, Angie, okay? They are the ones who do most of the work to put this together. Tim works with the website, works with the speakers, kind of has an oversight to everything that goes on. Of course, Angie, I mean, the dance master. Could I call her the dance whisperer? So that's pretty awesome. Next, I want to introduce Mark, Linda Roth. They're over here. Mark and Linda, they work with the young people. Linda helps with the singing. So that's big. I'm looking for Ron and Donna. I see Donna. Okay, Ron is somewhere. Okay. Ron and Donna have been here from the beginning, and they have carried a tremendous load. They're still doing a lot of things to help, but there has been some. We're giving them a little bit of space. You know, they're kind of stepping back a little bit, but they're still filling in a lot of things. But I want to tell you about Donna. You know about her because she blows the shofar. And tomorrow, when the service opens, she's going to be using her new shofar that she just brought. It's the size of a tractor trailer. You can't miss it. All right, I'm Lee Miller with my wife Jackie. We help with the music, and we also provide some technical support. We assist in setting up the place here. We usually get here a couple days early. And so we help in that area. And these are just the principal organizers. There's a number of people that play huge, major roles in making this come together. Now, I remember when we first started, I did not come the first year, but I was here in 2000. And then we had it again in 2002. And it was not very many people. I'm going to say, as best as my memory serves me, 200 to 300. Somewhere in that number. We had a smaller building, smaller area. Setup didn't take as long. We didn't do hardly nothing. I mean, it was a lot quicker in those days. But we've grown and we've expanded. We even now have a live internet artist, audience that watches the broadcast of what takes place here throughout the entire week. In addition, you'll see people moving around taking short pictures and video clips that are then posted on social media around the world of the feast taking place. So there's a lot of things that are happening here. Perhaps many of them behind the scenes, you don't really see it all, but it's there. Now, I have a message for the new people. When I was new, it didn't take but 2 or 3 days, and I felt like a sponge in water. There was nothing else I could absorb. That's a good thing. That's a good thing because, as I said earlier on, we have a number of people here who are speakers. Now, I want to tell you something about the speakers. We all see through a glass darkly. That's the stand that we are at. But that's okay because, just like I do in my assembly in Virginia, I tell the people, I'm going to share with you what I have found and the conclusions that I have drawn. hold my feet to the fire so that I do not walk in error, because I only give you one guarantee. I guarantee you that there's some things that I think are true and they're not true. That's the only guarantee you get when you walk in the door. So here, the teachers make themselves available. When you have questions, you want to sit down and talk, the teachers know to make themselves available. You are responsible to test everything. Proverbs 18:17 says, "The first one who presents his case seems right until the second one comes along and examines it." This is what you're doing as you're growing in the faith, is you're getting with people and you're sharing what you found, what you understand, and you work through it. And so this is a very exciting time to be able to get together with 1,000 Torah crazy people. Okay? All right, one more thing I want to share with you. When I was new, as I'm saying, back in 2000, and this is even more today, there are resources that can help us become students of the Word to study and things of that nature. And it just so happens at this festival, the resources that can benefit you are in the resource room. So, especially if you're new, material, learning how to study, and other subjects that are important to our walk as we work out our own salvation. Take advantage of all of the riches that are here at this feast. Finally, there are many opportunities in which you can serve. Serving is what allows Him to open the door to increase. If you've been called, you've been gifted. You just have to find out what it is. You may have one, you may have 10. When you are at a place like this with other believers, this is an opportunity where you can take your gift and put it on the altar and serve other people, and the blessing comes in that. So I want to encourage you that while you're here to party, I understand that, while you're here to party, be sure you take advantage of the opportunity to serve in some capacity at some point. Because there's a major blessing there. Major blessing. Do not let that blessing slip through the cracks. And I'll tell you, there's plenty of stuff to do. Just ask Him. Alright? So, I want to encourage you, especially the new people, it doesn't get more exciting than this. I always look forward to hanging out with the Torah crazy people. So this is it. We're getting started right now. All right? Please stand. I'm going to say a blessing and we're going to get ready to eat. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You that You have provided an appointed time where we can come and gather together. And this is not just a day. We got 7 plus 1. We're not just here for one feast. We're here for two. What an awesome privilege and honor to be called to come, to assemble, to worship You, to enter in, to learn, and to grow. Awesome, awesome. So, Father, I thank You for these people. There could be some people that are still on the road or in the air that are on their way here, working their best to get here. I ask You to let Your Spirit fall on Your people that You have brought to this place, that when the end of this first and second feast come, when it comes to an end, that they will be able to say, "Hallelujah, I came to the appointed time and I'm not leaving empty." Hallelujah. So Father, I thank You for this time. Now we're going to get ready to break bread, one of our favorite activities throughout the feast. So I thank You for the blessings You bestowed upon us individually, as well as Season of Our Joy. We thank You that Windermere provides us a place where we can gather. We thank You that You have sent Your Son. Now, as we get ready to partake, I lift this meeting and this week of meetings up to You, that Your will would be done. I ask in the name of Yeshua. Amen.